If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Make no mistake about it, it's a beautiful life. I live good now. I live damn, damn good. I live like I should, like I'm supposed to, like a young 27-year-old world champion should live.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now, and you're the hero of the movie.
Yeah.
What would that guy do?
Yeah.
What would that guy do right now?
Yeah.
Because you are.
And by simply going through the motions, you overcame that path. And you stayed on the righteous path, the disciplined path. You stayed on the war path, which is right where you know that you belong.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
I'd love to spend a couple of days with each of you personally and pour out my heart, my soul, what's going on in my head, what's going on with me, see if we couldn't connect and find something valuable. But time doesn't permit for us to have those intimate conversations and get to know each other that well, so I've got to do it from up here. But I want you to take it personal. And my personal question to you is, why not you?
And to me, when he says hold it in the roll, ain't what he's telling me is stay focused, keep your eyes on what you're doing, and do it in a way that only you can do it. You know, my grandmother used to always say, never wish for what somebody else got, because you don't know what they did to get it, and you don't know what they're doing to keep it, right? And so for me, you know, do your little bit of good where you are is, man, do what you do, right? Stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. Stop looking at what everybody else is doing and stay focused on what it is that you feel God has called you to do specifically. That's your greatness. That's where your power is.
Somewhere along the line, figure out how to just go as hard as you can, but also enjoy it. Try to enjoy it, because that changes the whole tone of the experience. And I think that makes you more successful. I really do, because I think you have more energy, you have more focus, and you collect better energy around you from other people. They feel your energy. They're inspired by the way you live your life and how you treat people and what you do and how you do things, and they want to do a similar thing. They want to do something that makes them feel that way, and they want other people to feel that way as well. And it's got the butterfly effect. It just goes through all the people that are around you.
Whatever will be the most epic story is the thing that I will most likely do. And so oftentimes the most epic story is not the shortest outcome to victory. It's the long saga that results in this big thing later eventually. And I was like, if you ever want to know, if you're like, I'm not sure what he's going to do in this situation, just wonder what the most epic story to tell would be. And that's usually what I will do.
I mean, is it really important to you to be all you can be? To be the best you can be. You know, we have a pyramid of success over there in the football building, and it starts with be a champion. You know, I always tell the players, you got to be a champion before you're ever going to win a championship. So what does it take to be a champion? Who you are is important. All the things I'm talking about is important. All right, but everybody has got to be committed to being all they can be and the things that they choose to do. And it's really up to you what you choose to do and what you want to do and what you want to accomplish. But if you don't aspire to be the best that you can be at whatever it is you choose to do, you're never going to be happy.
That second that just went by, that counted. And so did that second. And so did that one. And in those precious seconds, you were either building or you were decaying. You were either gaining ground or you were losing ground. In that second. And in every second. Every second. So make every second count.
I think a lot of entrepreneurship and even personal growth is training yourself on how you respond to hard. Because in the early days, hard was, ooh, stop. This isn't good. I should, this is a warning sign. This is a red flag. I should slow down, or I should stop, you know, I should pivot. But the more I think about it as a competitive landscape, as I'm clear on what this path is supposed to look like, and these rocks and these dragons are things that I'm going to have to slay along the way to get the princess or get the treasure, I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
Yeah.
And I think that is so much more motivating as a frame for the exact same circumstance.
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game, in any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday, there was rugby, there was this, there was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't, I can't do it. I just don't, people are talking to me and in my head I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
When I was in the military, we go on these instructor-led runs. Most of the time, we knew the start and end point. So on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and shit because the end was near. But there were some asshole instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would stop dropping. And I start taking fucking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was fucking good. I don't live off that hope shit. I wish the water was cold. I wish them motherfucking instructors keep on fucking running. I wish for fucking rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the fuck you are. Stay hard.
It's a good separation for me, you know, emotionally, to be able to put myself in a place where at practice or when I'm training or during games, I switch my mind to something else. I switch my mode into something else, right? For me, it's the equivalent of Maximus, Decimus, Meridius, and Gladiator picking up the dirt, smelling the dirt. It's go time, right? So that was my mental switch. It was like an actor getting ready for a film. You got to put yourself in that cage. When you're in that cage, you are that character. And then when you leave there, it's something completely different. But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't fucking touch me. Don't talk to me. Just leave me alone.
And I was grinding so hard, I never took time to reflect on my life. And this was like time to reflect. And I was all kind of fucked up. Man, I got on stage, man, just fucking cried for like 59 seconds. And it was such an emotional moment for me that I fucking did what I did. And I overcame it. And it was alone, man. You know, a lot of people have fucking like teammates and fucking like, you know, family pushed. My mom was struggling, bro. She was struggling. So it was like me and my mom. And so it was a lot of just me. So when you're waking up every morning by yourself and you're fucking getting after it by yourself, and it's the hidden work.
And the only way that you're going to have any kind of success in your life is make good choices and decisions, because all the choices and decisions that you make have consequences. And you have to have enough foresight sometime to understand how those consequences can affect your future. Every choice and decision that you make. Now, it helps a lot if you really know what you want to do. How many of you really know what you want to do? Do you have a plan for where I'm going to be 10 years from now, 5 years from now, next year, next semester, next week? And then how do you assess how you're making progress toward that?
And sometimes if you concentrate on the North Star too much, you don't even enjoy it.
That's right.
You don't even enjoy the whole experience.
Of being present.
Yeah, of enjoying the ride, enjoying the fucking journey. I mean, that's another thing. You know, it's about the journey. Ooh. People have fucked up that expression, but it's real.
Yes.
It is really about the journey.
Yeah.
It's just hard when you're not where you want to be in life, and if you're listening to this and you're just not satisfied with your position in life, it's hard to think that way. All you want is that thing, but you gotta somewhere along the line figure out how to enjoy yourself.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but a better one than you are right now. The main point is to find something that you are not standing still where you are right now. at least prepare yourself slowly, step by step, to get out of that hole right now.
You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? And I'm here to say that I'm ready to pledge my support to make your personal dreams come true. I ask the question, why not you? But I'm not going to ask it and just walk away. I'm going to ask it and walk with you in this journey as we take Herbalife around the world.
If you are going to rest, that is one thing that you should procrastinate on. That's the one thing I want you to put off until tomorrow. And if, when tomorrow comes, you still feel like you need to rest or you need to take a break, then okay, take it. But the chances are you won't. You won't need that rest. Chances are you will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was just the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the easy path.
There are so many different approaches also out there. I can only tell you the one that is working for us over here. But you have other people that you have also talked to in the past. I think if there is something in common when it comes to people that are not living in these holes, there's a reason why you are not in that hole. Because you have figured out another way of how dealing with this world. Your view has become already a little bit more clear of how, about how things are functioning here. And as long as you are blaming others.
If I could have what I wanted, what would satisfy me? And you might think, well, I could never get that. And I could say, well, maybe not, but I'll tell you one thing, man. You can move towards it. And I know that everyone who knows the underlying neuroscience knows this. Almost all the pleasure is in the moving toward. Yeah. So even, you know, you don't want to set up a goal that's so high that there's just no possibility that a schlub like you could ever manage it. But God only knows what your upper limit is, you know. But if you set up a goal that you think is, you know, just on the edge of conceivability, then every time you move even a tiny bit towards that, you're going to think, good work, man, good work. You get a little kick from that. Yeah. You get a little stronger from that.
I almost feel like when I step into this thing, I'm at war. I'm at war with everybody at all weights. But they were good people. They responded well. When you keep it real with somebody and you lay it out, say, I did lay it out. I said, this, I'm not going to baby you. I'm not going to hold your hand. I've been thinking of what way to approach it. So I wrote out some notes of what way I feel is best we'll do it. And just to let you know where I'm at with the whole situation. Everyone is here for their own benefit. Forget Team Europe and forget Team USA. There is no friends in this business. You are either here to win or you are simply a filler. We're all on our own journey, as am I. So this is it. You come in here and handle your own business. You don't need nobody to hold your hand.
I told them the truth and let the chips fall where they may. That's on them.
When you're trying to have the best character, when you're trying not to fucking lie, you're trying not to fucking put people down, you're trying to live, you're trying to set the standard. When you're trying to be the standard, and that standard is out, you know, there's so much going wrong and going off in this world that if people can focus on themselves being better versus throwing hate and fucking all this shit that happens out there and people talking shit around them, that's why I won't mention no motherfuckers' names. I'm not trying to hurt you, man, but I'm trying to be the standard. And sometimes life is just not fun when you're like, can't do that, can't say that, gotta watch out for that.
Yeah.
I gotta wake up today. I gotta grind, because there may be a motherfucker out there that sees me in their fucking car that says, all right, I'm gonna go home and be better today. So all these things are in my fucking mind. Every fucking day I wake up. Every fucking day.
Is that what you want to do? You come all this way, have one bad day, and you're ready to back down?
No, but I suck.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face.
I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world. But are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes. But also, things don't usually fall apart quickly either. At least at first, it's a slow process. A little slip here, a little setback over there, a little wearing down of discipline and will over time.
I call it the Rocky cutscene, and almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting that most people want to do during that entire season of their life. And they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most. And that's the Rocky cutscene.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Those days when I'm tired or worn out or just basically sick of the grind, what do I do on those days? I go anyways. I get it done, even if I'm just going through the motions. I go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. Yeah, I get up and get out of bed.
If we've got good health for many, why not the rest? If it's happened for you, why not others? And why not you? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you gonna do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now here's number three. Why not you? I wish I could say that to each of you individually, but it would take a couple of lifetimes to sit down and talk with each of you individually. But I would rather do that. I'd rather sit down and talk with you and your family with the fire burning in the living room than to be standing on this platform. That's my true desire. I'd love to talk to you and your children face to face. That's what I'd really like to do.
If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is their growth? How is their mental toughness? I can give you a class all day long about self-talk, visualization, eat an elephant one bite at a time. But if you're never putting yourself in a situation to actually practice these things, you're never going to grow. I can't put you out there we're all going through a battle in our mind. A warrior is not a person that carries a gun. The biggest war you're ever going through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind. We're all going through a war in our mind, and we have to callous our mind to fight that war and to win that war.
I don't want to rest, and I don't want to coast, and I don't want to reach a point in my life where I say, that's it. I've done enough. I'm not going to give anymore. I'm not going to push anymore. No. That relentless cycle of day-to-day challenges, they aren't maddening to me. They don't frustrate me. They inspire me. Inspire me to drive and push more and to push harder. That's what that rock does to me. So I say, dig in and get to push it.
And that atmosphere and that speech and that vibe that we created in the gym, and that they're not truly friends here. This is business. Be comfortable in the training environment, help each other out, stay injury free, because they're all already banged up. Every one of them had a banged up elbow, a banged up knee, a busted up foot, a busted up face. They only fought just to get into the house. So you can't take people from that, stick them in a house, bring them to the gym twice a day, and let them thump the head off each other. They won't make it to the fight. You know what I mean? They're competing with each other in the gym, they'll be drained. By the time they step foot inside the octagon, they'll be flat. Their shots won't pull. They won't be able to pull the trigger like they usually would. So I pull the reins back off of doing that. Keep watching how they respond when it comes back around and it's team versus team. They respond like they should, like it's business.
And there is no difference in our industry. The people that have really made the contributions have been the thinkers and the doers. And a lot of people, of course, it's very easy to take credit for the thinking. The doing is more concrete, but it's very easy for somebody to say, oh, I thought of this 3 years ago. But usually when you dig a little deeper, you find that the people that really did it were also the people that really worked through the hard intellectual problems as well.
So I come home from running and I write everything out. I write everything out, all those things. And as I'm running, I'm talking about it. So all these things that pop in my head as I continue to run, I'm going through it. I'm starting to layer it down. I'm starting to break it down into, okay, that happened. Okay, now let's layer this. Because that's just not how it happened. It just didn't happen that way. What led up to this? And so it becomes me by myself in school. I'm literally going to school right now and I'm learning. So when I come home, I write it out. And then I'm able to write out and I'm able to think about it and say, okay, oh, this is good shit. This will help me later on. And then it becomes what it is now.
I've been waiting for people to start saying like, oh, you put another picture of the sweat and of a squat rack, really? But I don't know if they understand. I've been getting on that squat rack and grinding it out for 25 years. And I'm not bored with it yet. And it might seem like that's an unwinnable battle, but really to me, it's not about winning. It's the battle itself. It's the struggle. It's the daily test. That's what life's about. Not just physically, but mentally.
Yeah. But oftentimes we get up and whether we look on social media and we see people doing things, right? The highlight reel. You see how it looks. It's cute. It's pretty, right? And people start to rush their lives based upon highlight reels on social media. Mm-hmm. And I told a cat one day, I said, man, stop rushing based upon social media. I said, the part you forget, nobody showed you the failures.
Yep.
Nobody showed you the shortcomings. People very rarely show you the adversity and the opposition. And so do what you do, right? Approach it how you approach it. That's what God will bless you upon. It's not you doing it in a way that somebody else does it. No, he placed greatness in you. Do it how you do it, in a way that only you can do it, so God can bless it.
All of us are off work today, celebrating the man who fought for equality for all. While we have a long, long, long way to go, and this world isn't fair, it's fair enough. I see a lot of blacks, whites, women, lesbians out here grinding, getting after it, very fucking successful. So where's your excuse? I see a lot of finger pointing, tons of people blaming other people for different shit. One big thing is this, fear. Fear keeps a lot of motherfuckers from being successful. It keeps you making excuses for yourself. Fear lives one place and one place only, and that's in your mind. Martin Luther King had a dream. Don't let fear fuck yours up. Stay hard.
That's the thing. Success and failure are generally slow processes, either slowly building things up or gradually tearing them down. And that's why I say you've got to pay attention. You have to watch. You have to watch every single second, because those seconds, they turn into minutes, and minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years.
I was always trying to do it because I knew I sucked. And so when you know you're trying to get somewhere, you know you suck, you know that you believe that you're a born loser, you are taking snapshots, man. Like, you know, you see something on your phone, like, oh man, I'm gonna take a fucking snapshot of that, or how you do the little picture shit so you can save it on your phone. I do that in my mind. So when I get in these moments, I'm like, fucking, okay, wow, that's some fucking good knowledge right there, man. I snapshot it because I know that I can use that later. I can use this because I'm not out there just, I'm not, most people, they go out and they run and they go out and they do, and they're like, oh, this is beautiful. Look at the fucking mountains and the shit and all this bullshit. No, I don't like it. My body hurts. I'm hurting. How do we get through this? And it's a fucking, it's a lab. It's my mental lab.
Rome wasn't built in a day. We all know that. Everyone hears that. But Rome also didn't fall apart overnight either. It took hundreds of years for Rome to reach its peak, but it also took time, hundreds of years, for Rome to decay and fall apart. And that is representative of life.
You can have what you want in 5 years, but there's two conditions. You have to know what it is, and you have to aim at it. Imagine, pretend like you're a kid. You get to have an intimate relationship. What does it look like? What does it look like when your wife greets you when you come home from work? What does your sex life look like, right? What do you do for entertainment? How do you treat each other? You need a fantasy, just like a little kid playing house, right? Figure out what you want. Write it down. Figure out what you could do to start moving towards that, okay? Do that with your family relationships. Do that with your friendships. Do that with your career. Do that with your education. Think about your misuse of alcohol and drugs and other things that might drag you down. You want to drink? It's like, you want to be a bumbling Barney Gumble idiot? Like, you want to drink? Okay, what do you mean by that exactly? How often? How much is too much? How are you going to constrain that and why? Develop a vision. And you have to do that in dialogue with yourself, right? It's like,
it all starts with who you are. You know, I always tell our players, who you are is more important than what you do. How high you jump, how fast you run, because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make, and the choices you make make you who you are. Good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done. If we were talking about business, it would be all about doing the right thing, the right way, at the right time. It's the same thing for you.
Motherfuckers wanna know where Goggins has been. I've been in that mental lab. See, there's all kind of months. Some folks got sober October. They got all kind of shit for people go through trying to better themselves. I got fuck you every day. Get after it every day mentality. That said, when you push that hard, you go to the well. Well, my well was fucking empty. The cookie jar in there had stale, moldy cookies. They weren't working no more. Had to find something else. Had to get that conqueror's mindset back. Where I just don't give a shit about anything. Just fucking grind. A lot of people out there talk about they're missing something in their lives. And they don't know what the fuck it is. You don't know what it is because you live in a soft environment 24/7. Learn to get out of it.
You take small bad moments, maybe very impressive bad moments, and then you scale them out.
Yeah.
You're not having a bad year. You've had a few bad days that you're thinking about for the rest of the year. I've found it helpful when I'm in a bad season, like I'm in right now, to just focus on having a good day. A good day in a bad season is a bite-sized victory. String a few of those in a row, and a bad season feels less hard. I'm pretty sure the difference between a happy life and an unhappy one doesn't come down to how many good or bad days you have, but which days you think about over and over again. In some seasons of life, maintaining is winning.
This is funny, and people call me crazy a lot. Man, you're so fucking crazy, but what you do? Now look at him straight in the eye and I say, man, I'm not crazy. I'm just not you. It's not who you are, who you want to be. I have a responsibility, man, and I gotta fucking take that seriously.
Well, people like to look at people that are pushing further than them and harder than them. Like there's something wrong.
Yep.
You must be crazy.
You gotta be crazy. You gotta be crazy.
I love crazy, though. My favorite people are crazy.
Yes.
You know? But I don't look at that as a negative.
No.
I look at it as a strength.
It is.
I see a person who's willing to go to that dark matter place. I go, oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Well, you went there during Sober October, man. You went there. So how did that feel, man, when you fucking were going into those journeys, into those compartments?
Now, these could be signals that you need some time off. And those signals might be right. They could be correct. But don't take today off. Not today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed. Now, as an overall rule, I do not like procrastination. You need to get things done.
So I got an email the other day from a hockey player. He's like, hey, Goggins, I tore my Achilles. He was all upset. He said, what do you do for setbacks? I said, oh, setbacks are nothing but character builders. He was all upset, man. I said, don't be upset about that shit. It's done. Your Achilles is fucking torn. Nothing you can do about it. But there's one thing you can do, though. If a shit goes wrong, apply pressure to it. Ask the gods of the world, is this all you have? Can you give me some more? Put some
fucking hate on that motherfucker. Put some grind on it. Keep on moving. Stay hard.
But oftentimes we get sidetracked, man. It's like when they show that picture that in the swimming pool, and you see that cat that's in first place, and he doing his thing, my man head in the water, and he getting it. And you see the cats that's behind him, all them, when they come up out the water, they looking at my man. My man focused on the target. But y'all looking at him. Some of y'all might be nicer than him, right? But that's irrelevant. That's inconsequential. The fact is, he's focused on his target and where he's going and what he's doing. When you coming up out the water, you looking at my man, right? And so you're not focused on doing what you do in a way that only you can do it.
Focus on right now, because that is all you've got. There isn't any past, there isn't any future. Now's it. That's it. When the sand's gone, it's gone. Now you see, there's more sand in the bottom of the glass than there is in the top. Here, boom, I can turn it over. Now I get more sand in the top than in the bottom. You can't do that with your life. I can do it with a sand timer, but I can't do it with my life. But I can be more effective now by making up my mind I'm going to be. And that's what I recommend you do. Don't waste your time. Do you know that everybody alive gets exactly the same amount of time we get all there is? It's what we do with it that makes the difference. Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking of what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
We got big goals this year, but in true godless fashion, there will always be setbacks. So people think I killed that 300-pound man of mine. Oh no, he lurks. That's my inner bitch. Whenever I'm in a setback or defeated, he pops up in my mind. Every morning I wake up and get a nice green smoothie and get after it. This morning, I smell in the kitchen, bacon and eggs cooking. That big boy in my mind, he's always waiting with a knife and fork in one hand. Bib on there so he don't get all fucked up. Wait and call me back to the dark side. Oh no, not today, motherfucker. I know how you look. I know how you sound. There'll always be complications and setbacks before the finish line. We must be ready for them. Ha ha! Stay hard!
And now here's my last question. My very last question on the questions to ponder is, why not now? There never was a better time. Mark has brought Herbalife to an incredible mountaintop. He's brought Herbalife with the help of others who have brought it here. It has been brought to a special moment. Barcelona was special and Orlando was outrageous. But I'm telling you, this extravaganza has been the most awesome thing I have ever seen. All of your cooperation, the way you have learned and listened and worked hard to get it all, I congratulate you for that. But Mark brought us here. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world. Let's go do it now.
What was very uncomfortable was running. What was very uncomfortable was being on a diet. What was very uncomfortable was trying to face things that I didn't want to face. And I also realized when I was really big, I had no growth. Why? Because I was living comfortable. So I realized for me to find growth, I had to face all of these different things that made me very, very uncomfortable. One thing I faced was running. I absolutely hated running. But I knew for me to grow, I had to do this thing every single day. I wanted to start callousing my mind. I wanted to start becoming a better person. And how you become a better person, how you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there. I don't care if LeBron's playing. So let me ask you again. Do you love this game?
Yes.
Is there a newborn kitten purring in here right now? I couldn't hear you. Do you want to be in the NBA?
Yes!
Well, let's make that happen. Never back down.
Getting that rock to the top of the mountain, that's not what my goal is. My goal actually is pushing the rock, because pushing the rock, that pushes me, that makes me tougher, that makes me harder mentally and physically. It gives me much more than I give it. I want to struggle. I want to grind and claw and scratch, and I want to dig in and I want to push, and I don't want it to end. If I ever got the rock to the top of the mountain and it stayed there, I'd push it back down myself.
And I've seen a lot of people make a lot of things. I've seen a lot of people fail a lot of things. And my point of view on this, or my observation, is that the doers are the major thinkers. The people that really create the things that change this industry are both the thinker-doer in one person. And if we really go back and we examine, did Leonardo have a guy off to the side that was thinking 5 years out in the future what he would paint or the technology he would use to paint it? Of course not. Leonardo was the artist, but he also mixed all his own paints. He also was a fairly good chemist, knew about pigments, knew about human anatomy, and combining all of those skills together, the art and the science, the thinking and the doing, was what resulted in the exceptional result.
Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? Why not see how many people you can reach? I shared one of my goals with a group just last night. Here it is, one of my goals, to reach the peak of my skills by the year 2000. So I've got some work to do by the year 2000. Turn of the century, turn of the millennium. I want to reach the peak of my skills by the year 2000. And then come the next century, I want to utilize those skills in touching every human I can possibly touch for the rest of my life. Those are some of my goals. I want you to establish some of your goals. I want you to give thoughtful consideration to your goals.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. People change so that you can learn to let go. Things go wrong so that you can learn to appreciate them when they're right. And sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together. Everything happens for a reason. People change so that you can learn to let go. Things go wrong so that you can learn to appreciate them when they're right. And sometimes good things fall together so better things can come together.